Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our great state treasurer and Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, Alexi Giannoulis.
How's everybody doing? We got any Democrats in the house? I can't hear you. We got any Democrats in the house? It is great, great to see so many friends, so many incredible supporters. How about Common? Look, we all know that this country has seen some tough times lately. People are hurting in a very real way. They are losing their jobs, their homes, and their shot at the American dream. Now, you would expect in a time of economic crisis, at a time when we should be working together to give a helping hand to these families, that the Republicans might actually think about joining forces with our president and try to help get our nation back on the road to prosperity. Unfortunately, tragically, all the Republicans try to do is stop our president every time, at every turn. When President Obama tried to jumpstart the economy with the largest middle-class tax cut in this country's history, the Republicans said no. When President Obama wanted to end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, the Republicans said no. When President Obama cracked down on Wall Street's reckless and risky behavior, the Republicans said no. Not only do they not want President Obama to succeed, they have shown a complete unwillingness to help move this great country forward. They just want to play politics, typical Washington, D.C. partisan politics. In their own words, they want to make our president a, quote, one-termer. Well, I've got news for them. They picked the wrong city, they picked the wrong state, and they picked the wrong time. You see, we've heard this phrase lately. The folks on the other side, they say, we need to take our country back. That's their phrase. You see, I thought we were all in this together. I thought we were supposed to move this country forward together. So my question to these folks, Sarah Palins, Glenn Becks, and all those other folks, my question is this. Who are the we they are talking about? Take it back from who, and how far back do you want to go? We saw what happened when they were in charge. George W. Bush and Karl Rove and the Republicans in Washington took our nation backward once before, and we cannot let them do it again. You see, they took us from record budget surpluses to record budget deficits. They took us from the greatest period of economic prosperity in this country's history to one of the worst recessions in American history. But Karl Rove is back, and he has brought millions in secret money, special interest money, from undisclosed donors and undisclosed amounts to try and drown out the voices of ordinary Illinoisans. Karl Rove and his minions have spent more money in Illinois on vicious false attack ads, this is a fact, than in any other state in the country. And every dime every dime of this unlimited, unreported secret money from secret donors has been spent to trash Democrats, every single dime of it. But here's what they don't want you to know. Karl Rove and his gang of special interests aren't just trying to convince the people in the middle to vote their way with these lies and attacks. You see, they are trying to make Democrats stay home. They are trying to discourage you from coming out and exercising your rights. They want you to stay home and give them the chance to take us back. So tell me this, Chicago. Are you going to let Karl Rove keep you home on Tuesday? Are you going to let millions of dollars of special interest money keep you home on Tuesday? Are you going to let a tidal wave of negative ads and lies keep you home on Tuesday? That's right. Let's let Illinois voices determine this election, not out-of-state special interests. So let me ask you one last question. Will we, can we join President Obama to move this great country forward? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. God bless you all.